to 59. The two-building complex was done in that same smooth, tan stucco finish as the Vineland Park Town Hall had been done in. The accents were all Spanish, including the rounded red tile roof over the front portico, under which Pruitt had parked. The buildings were located in a lovely area of low hills, running trails, wooden footbridges, and a network of streams. There was some cloud cover that morning, so the searing power of the Texas sun wasn't at its fullest. Still, the heat was pretty intense as they stepped out of the SUV.
"These buildings here are called the Park Mansion. That tower over there," said Pruitt, pointing to his right, "is the hotel. Whenever big musical acts or celebrities come to town, that's usually where you'll find them. And the Park Place Bar in the hotel is the finest cocktail bar in all of North Texas. Pretty fair collection of fine scotches and women, too. I'm sure you, Hale, and the boys will be stopping by there tonight."
"You're not coming?"
"I'm too old for this party every night shit. And tonight's going to be all about drinking, let me tell you. Between the cigar bar at Javier's and Park Place, no, sir. My liver won't take it. Come on with me."
The doorman stood from behind a security desk as the front doors parted and the two police chiefs entered. They were hit with a blast of Arctic air. The doorman was a short, smiling fellow with dark brown eyes, brown skin, slicked back black hair going gray, and a once handsome face with a lot of rough mileage on it.
"Morning, champ."
"Good morning, Chief Pruitt," the man said, a heavy dose of Mexico in his English. "This must be Chief Stone. Good morning to you, Chief. Please, sign in, gentlemen."
He handed them a tablet and stylus.
"Just follow the prompts."
As he waited to sign in, Jesse noticed the not-too-subtle bulge beneath the doorman's gray tunic. As Jesse signed, Pruitt explained that he and Jesse would first go down to the garage and then head up to Miss Yankton's condo. The doorman didn't object. Instead, he issued an electronic passkey to Pruitt.
"That will get you where you have to go, gentlemen."
As they rode the elevator down to the garage, Pruitt said,
"Recognize the doorman?"
"Should I have? He had a flattened nose, a lot of scar tissue around the eyes, and you called him Champ. So he was a boxer."
"Rodrigo Rodeo Robles. Was the flyweight title holder for about 5 minutes in the late 90s. Good man. Tough as nails.
Carries, too. Didn't used to until this abduction happened. Already too many damn guns carried by too many damn fools. But Rodrigo took our course. He won't be stupid with it." The elevator stopped and the doors spread open. The exhaust fans whirred as they had whirred the evening Belinda June Yankton had been snatched by peepers. Pruitt walked Jesse over to where Yankton's red Audi convertible was parked. As they walked, the faint background odors of car exhaust, gasoline, and motor oil brought back the car chase and explosion in paradise. He wondered how the evidence collection was going and how soon it would be before he could relax. Jesse had tried not to dwell on it, but he knew that if Peepers wasn't dead and he slipped through his grasp this time, he might never be able to relax again.
"Clever bastard, Peepers. Stole a parking pass and waited down here in the spot next to the woman's. She was headed out for a night with some girlfriends over at the Jungle Bar at Vineland Park Village. Never made it.
Drugged her. She was unconscious before she knew it."
"How'd you—"
"It's what he did to a woman in Boston. Next thing she knew, she was naked and strapped to a workbench with leather cuffs and restraints." Jesse nodded.
"Same as he did to the woman back in Massachusetts?" Pruitt asked.
"Uh-huh."
"Come on. Nothing much else to see down here."
As they rode up in the elevator, Pruitt explained more about Belinda Yankton's delicate mental state.
"I don't want to hit this too hard, Jesse, but you've got to be careful with her. I figure, based on what Cahan told me about your experience with the LAPD, that you'll be just fine with her. Still, I had to warn you."
"I understand," Jesse said. "I get the sense you don't much like Cahan.
He's all right, as far as it goes. Good at his job. Thorough.
But you don't trust him?
Not as far as I could toss a fat steer. Man has his own agenda. He operated on his own way too much for my taste.
If you know what I mean.
Covert ops types have a different kind of mindset in the way they go about their business.
We're on the same page, then, where he's concerned.
The smooth as silk elevator came to an almost undetectable stop, and a woman's voice announced that they had reached the 12th floor. No annoying bells or blips at the Park Mansion. Only the best.